Hey, what's up, everyone? Welcome back to a new episode of my podcast, Real Talk with Q Alexander. So I was thinking about something and I want to briefly talk about it. Just because someone is strong or just because someone seems stronger than others, it doesn't mean that they deserve to have the weight of the world put on them. It doesn't mean that they deserve to have pressure. It doesn't mean that they deserve to be beat down. Versus another person who doesn't seem as strong, it doesn't mean that they deserve to have people enable their behavior, enable them to be a person that doesn't help themselves, yet they have all these people around them who's helping them, and they use you as a crutch to carry them through life. At some point, they're going to have to step it up, and they're no longer going to have those people around them, and they are going to be lost and not know which direction to go. If you're going to be a true, fair person, you need to do that across the board, whether someone's strong or they're not as strong, especially if you are an able-bodied adult. You don't have an illness. You're not sick. You can walk. You can do things for yourself. No one has to carry you. But it's okay for people to say, hey, if there's anything I can do, just let me know. And it shouldn't be based on whether someone seems like they can handle it or not. That's not fair. Everyone should be treated like a human being, especially most times the people who are doing things on their own and they're handling things. Those are the people who deserve it the most, not the ones who are sitting around with their hands out asking, do this, do that, or demanding that people do certain things for them. Meanwhile, they don't even appreciate the people and what is being done for them. That's an even bigger problem. But for some reason, a lot of people act blind to it and they will just continue to cater to people like that. And I think that that also has something to do with you. If you're that type of person and you cater to people like that, there's something within you that somehow connects to that type of person and that type of behavior. And it's not a good thing. So you also have to look within yourself to say, why would you choose to help that type of person versus the people who are actually handling things on their own? Handling things on your own, it doesn't mean that you are superwoman or superman and you never need anyone to just offer assistance, even if it's not needed. That's okay. But just offer. And if they say no, no. But at least the door is open to say, hey, well, if you need anything, if you ever need anything and I can do it or I'll find a way or something, just offer that. That's what decent human beings do. And that's my belief, and that's how I operate through life. And I wish more people were like that. I wish more people had that thought process because it can be damaging. When people are taking on so much, and then they're constantly still having more and more things just thrown at them as if they don't matter, as if they don't get tired, as if they don't need a break. As if they don't need someone to listen to them, as if they don't need someone to understand them, yet they're always being that person, that listener for other people, and actually giving advice, not being dismissive, not brushing people off when they're having conversations with them. They're actually giving in-depth responses. Strong people deserve that too. And from one strong person to all the other strong people out there, I know that you feel me, and I know sometimes people take it harder than others because you may already be dealing with a lot, and then someone says something that just throws you into a place where it's like, okay, I'm already handling enough. I don't need this. I need more support than someone bringing me down. I understand that. Trust me, I do. But just know that you have to continue to keep going. Unfortunately, we can't make people be the way that we are. We can't make people be the way that we are toward them. But you are going to come across some people, and it's going to be people that are unexpected. A lot of times we come across strangers in life that just give us those words that we needed to hear. And that's what I strive to do when I speak on my podcast. I'm a stranger to many people that listen to my podcast, and this is all over the world. And my hope is that when I'm speaking, that my words are always helping in some way. I never want to say anything that's going to make anyone feel bad, especially when they're already feeling bad about something or they're going through difficult times. I would never intentionally say anything that is going to bring someone down and hurt someone. That is not me. That is not my character. And so I hope that you always find something that I say, whether it's this episode or any other episode that you have listened to, I hope that you find something that is helpful to you in a positive way and it's going to uplift your spirits. So thank you so much. I just wanted to quickly share that. Strong people, keep being strong. Keep doing what you're doing. You're doing a good job. Don't let anyone bring you down and make you feel like you're not doing enough. You are doing more than enough and you are more than enough. So just remember that. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. I will be back with another episode soon. Until then, as always, I'm wishing each and every one of you peace and blessings.